Hi, I'm François Vigneault, Marketing Manager at PowPow Press, and you're listening to True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to celebrate Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with François Vigneault, as he recounts PowPow Press's highlights from this year, while offering a sneak peek of what's to come in 2026. Please like and subscribe to this website by hitting the subscribe button so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. François Vigneault is an American-born cartoonist living in Quebec. He's the creator of the sci-fi graphic novel Titan for Ani Press in 2020 and Edition PowPow in 2017. The co-creator of the YA series 13 Avenue for Edition de la Pastique in 2018, and the artist for a range of projects including Extraordinary Eyeglasses for Helvetique in 2023-24, and the comic book series Orcs in Space, published by Ani Press from 2021 to 2022. His relatively small body work has been nominated for a surprising number of awards, and he's even won a few of them too. Founded in 2010 by Luc Bosset, PowPow is a publishing house based in Montreal, publishing graphic novels by authors from Quebec and occasionally elsewhere. Since 2015, they've published books in both English and French. Their editorial vision is expansive, from absurdist comedies to intimate tales, and from science fiction to nonfiction. Their catalog of titles is wide-ranging and testifies to the remarkable power of the comic arts. All of PowPow's titles have one thing in common. Each book is made with deep respect for the author's artistic vision, crafted with care and passion in equal measure. So without further ado, here's my chat with François Vigneault as he recounts PowPow Press's highlights from this year while offering a sneak peek of what's to come in 2026. So, François Vigneault, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, John. Always love to be on your show.
This is cool to catch up and chat, and our paths have crossed, I guess you could say, this past year. What I would like to do is sort of reflect on the past year's activities and then ask about what the plans are for 2026 for PowPow Press, if that's all right.
Absolutely. So
let's get right to 2025. It's been a busy year for PowPow Press. Are there any highlights that stand out for you?
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't think any Chronicle of PowPow's 2025 can go without mentioning, first up, just the great critical acclaim that we had for Boom's book, The Jellyfish, which we knew it was going to hit pretty well. In fact, I think that like Boom's book, like when Luc saw it early and when I saw an early version, we kind of knew in advance that it was going to be a great book that was going to really hit with people. And then just to see it go out into the world and see the response from first from readers and then from booksellers and then finally from a bunch of awards committees. So Boom in 2025, she won the Nipper Award for Promising Newcomer, which was kind of funny because she's been doing comics for a long time, but that was with the Doug Wright Awards. A little bit later on, we were floored when she won the Eisner Award for Best International Edition. And in fact, she won several other awards. And in fact, even the translators, Robin Lang and Helga Dasher, their work was nominated and won an award at LICAF in England for Best Translation. So we were just totally delighted to watch how much recognition that that book got. And then, of course, that always helps to get it into more places and more people's eyeballs on it.
Absolutely. That's a great thing. I remember meeting up with Boom at TCAF, Toronto Comic Arts Festival, and she had the Doug Wright Award there. She had just won, which is pretty tremendous. And critical recognition is always good. It's a satisfying feeling knowing that your work is being recognized and getting PowPow Press's name out there too, right? That's pretty important.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's really good for, exactly as you mentioned, it's really good for this book, but it's also, I hope, making people pay attention to the overall line, which, you know, as you know, like in English, our line is still kind of like establishing itself and kind of growing. And we work with a lot of creators who maybe don't have many books, either creators from Quebec or creators from now internationally, who maybe don't have any books available in English. So we're really excited to get these like new voices out there. And 2025 was great for that for us too. We started the year off with Tsunami by Ned Wenlock, who's a creator from New Zealand. And it's his first graphic novel, and he has just an amazing, totally fully realized style. And so we were so excited to get Tsunami out into the world. That was in the springtime. And then just recently in the fall, we had three titles come out, which was pretty heavy for us. We don't usually do that many titles at once, but we were really excited to get out The Mongoose by Joana Mossi, who is a wonderful Portuguese creator, who Luc actually met at TCAF in Toronto a couple of years ago. And he met her during a portfolio review and signed her up to do for PowPow to publish her book in English and in French right away at the festival. So to get her work out there has been really cool in 2025. And then we had two really fun collections from two of our Quebec classics, Fruit Salad by Caton and Pastimes by Pascal Girard. So always excited to be working with our old friends as well.
That is cool. Absolutely. Yeah, lots of great talent, that's for sure. And you've been promoting these books across Canada and other places. I'm wondering, do you have any favorite memories of festival or convention moments from this past year?
You know, I think we brought Ned out for a tour. That meant that we did the Montreal Comic Arts Festival, TCAF, and also we even did a little comic book festival in my little tiny village that I live in the Laurentian Mountains north of Montreal called the Saint-Adolphe Book Fair, which I organized. So that was a lot of fun. But I think of all the shows this year, probably my fave was TCAF, because we just happened to have like just such a cool group of people out for that this year. Boom was invited out again on the back of the recognition for her work. Alexandre Fontaine-Rousseau, who is going to have some books coming out next year, he came out. Ned was out for the show. Luc was out for the show. And even Joana Mossi happened to be at Toronto this year, even though her book wasn't out. So it was great to see her and to be able to actually connect her with some of her Francophone readers in the Toronto area, which I'm always surprised there's more and more of every year. So I think TCAF was my big one this year. It was fun. It was the first year in their new location at the Mattamy Sports Center. So we were like at center ice, and there was something kind of cool, interesting about the new location for TCAF to see the new direction that the director, Amy, is going to be taking the show. I'm excited to work with them in the future and see what happens next with Toronto.
It's actually Mattamy is where the Maple Leaf Gardens used to be.
Right.
Most people remember that. And I was thinking that at any moment, a hockey game would break out.
or worse, a fight. Hopefully no fights.
Well,
right?
That's typically Canadian, I guess, when you go see a hockey game. But anyway, it was great to see everybody. That's for sure. And great talent. I guess now that 2025 is just about in the rearview mirror, wondering maybe, is it possible to give us a little sneak peek of what PowPow Press has in store for 2026?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we are following up because Joana, she's pretty established in Portugal and she's been working there for a long time. And so she kind of has like a backlog of recent works that we're kind of working with. So we had The Mongoose come out in October from her, but next April. So that's very quick, but it's a quick turnaround. But I think it's kind of like a fun 1-2 punch for people who like The Mongoose. They're going to have a new book by her, which is called Physical Education, which actually between the two, I really dig physical education even more. There's something, I don't know, kind of like hazy, literary about the way that she draws and the writing and the dialogue. It feels very, for lack of a better word, you know, very millennial, very mid-youth, you know, like leaving your 20s, entering your 30s, this really cool vibe. And I really like that book. And then later in the year, in August, we are going to be putting out one of our books with Francis Darnay and Alexandre Fontaine-Rousseau, and it's called The Conquest of the Cosmos. And I don't know if you've ever seen this book in French, but it's very funny. It is a look at the space race between the USSR and the USA. But all the things in it actually happen, but all the dialogue is absolutely ridiculous. It's full of like really cool, funky Quebec slang and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how the translators get it across. But I think that it's going to work really well. And the book's just full of humor. And then also Francis, the artist on this book, he has this really cool minimalist yet detailed style that he does. I think this book is going to really appeal to, you know who I think it'll appeal to, is fans of Tom Gald. Do you know that cartoonist?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That kind of vibe, you know, like kind of like ironic, minimal, connected with like science, but like there's a little bit of a pop culture vibe to it. I think that that's really going to be good for The Conquest of the Cosmos, which will be out in August.
Yeah, humor is something that translates in no matter what language it is, that's for sure.
Although it's a challenge for sure.
It can be for the translators, but I'm sure that'll work out quite well.
Yeah,
quite
I think well. So.
Yeah. So you mentioned MCAF and TCAF. Can you talk about any festivals or conventions that are lined up, or is it too early to talk about 2026?
Well, I can tell you about some that we're looking at going to, but it's like for sure we'll be both at TCAF and MCAF for 100%. Those are our kind of our core shows. We will definitely think about going to VanCAF, which is going to be, they've moved to July 4th and 5th, I think. And so I'm excited to see that show come back. We were at the last one that was in 2024. That one with the flights and everything, it's a little bit more expensive. We have to double check and make sure that it will work for us, but I'm very open to that one. I think I mentioned to you before, I like the Prairie Comics Festival. We've run that one kind of on the cheap before. I've just gone out by myself. I like that show. It's a fun kind of like community vibe. So we might come out to that. And then we're looking at different shows in the United States. I'm sure we'll be at SPX again for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to be a downer, but I have heard that Angoulême will not be taking place next year. That's typically a great opportunity for Canadians to get out and showcase their wares in an international setting. I guess the organizers are sort of regrouping.
There's an artist-led boycott of Angoulême this year. Very early in that, Luc made the decision that with the creators not going out, like we were going to be in support of the creators. You know, like I think that there are some very valid criticisms of the festival. Of course, it would be great to be at the festival, but without the creators, there is no festival. Without the creators, there is no Angoulême. And so it was very important for us to make that decision quite early, like well before the festival. We didn't talk too much about it publicly, but well before the festival was canceled or anything like that, we decided that we were not going to be going. And, you know, like hopefully they're going to regroup and come back stronger. Maybe there will be new management. We'll see. You know, like that is a very big open question on the international scene. And I don't know, who knows, you know, hopefully it'll give time for other festivals to shine, you know, like the Montreal Comic Arts Festival, I've always said could be an amazing Francophone, Anglophone, international festival. I think that that could be great. Toronto is really strong as well. It's part of like this big picture, you know, we can build something quite international. And I think it's strangely important at this time, you know, we are in a time of increasingly like stricter borders and this desire on the part of many people to restrict the movement of people, the movement of ideas, the movement of books, the movement of culture. And I think that these festivals and kind of like doing these exchanges with the festivals can be a big part of bringing together people from different parts of the world who maybe have different ideas or similar ideas, but you can connect with them and create something else, create something new that is a mix of everything, or even just create what you want, but have a respect for the other people too. So I think it's great.
It is, absolutely. Canada has such great talent and we need to share it to even more people. Well, with everything that's going on with PowPow Press today and in the future, where should people go online to find out more about the publications?
Sure. Well, you know, I'll start with one, which has been kind of funny. This last couple of weeks, our Instagram has been blowing up. I think because we've been posting some great comics from Caton and Sophie Bédard and Pascal Girard, some of their cool, very funny comics. For some reason, you know, a mix of the talent of those creators and also like the weird Instagram algorithm, like it really hit. And so we are getting a lot of new followers. And so actually any of your listeners who aren't following us yet on Instagram, I'd love if they followed us there because I'm putting a little energy into that. And that's pow.pow.comics at Instagram. But otherwise, our website is great. We've got a great newsletter and everything, and that's powpowpress.com.
Sounds good. Well, Francois, those are all the questions I have for you, but I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you'd like to get across in this interview?
Well, you know what? I guess I will put on my artist hat just for 2 seconds and mention that I myself have a new book that came out. It's a kid's book that's out in French called Le Gâteau Empoisonné. It's written by André Marois, who's an author who has created a series of kind of kids' mysteries, the most famous of which is called The Sandwich Thief, which came out a few years ago and won the Governor General's Award. And so I got tapped to be the artist of the fourth book in this series, and that just came out less than a month ago. So I'm quite happy to have that out. You know, that's fun on a personal level. I spend so much of my time, you know, talking with you about things that I'm doing with PowPow that I guess once in a while I should remember that I do some other creative stuff too once in a while. So that book's out. It's only in French for now. I hope it'll get translated into English eventually. But if any of your readers have kids who read French or are learning French, or even if your readers are learning French themselves, it's a very fun, silly, goofy kids mystery about a classroom of little kids that gets poisoned. And then one of them has to figure out who did it.
Wow. Okay. I hope everyone survives that book.
I can say everyone survives. Okay. There's some gross out humor in it too.
Thanks to Francois for taking time to chat with me. You can discover more about Francois online at francois-vigneault.com and on Instagram at francois-vigneault. You can discover more about Pow Pow Press online at editionpowpow.com and on Instagram at editionpowpow. And thank you for tuning in to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to visit the True North Country Comics website to listen to more conversations from creators about making comic books and graphic novels. I also encourage you to subscribe via the website, so be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. You can follow along True North Country Comics on most social media sites, and you're encouraged to send any and all feedback to John at truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2025.